Psalm 93, When the Sea Becomes Furniture. Yesterday's psalm taught us Sabbath rest. Psalm 93 tells us why rest is possible. The world is not held together by our vigilance, but by a throne. The Lord reigns is the psalm's opening shock. In Hebrew, it is not a vague religious statement. It is a public announcement. God is king now. He is robed in majesty. Ancient kings put on robes to display borrowed glory. The God of Israel wears majesty as his own clothing. Strength is not something he reaches for in crisis. He's already dressed in it. That matters because the Bible's sea is rarely a pleasant image. For Israel, the sea meant danger, chaos, invasion, and the untamed edge of creation. Western readers often picture beauty. The psalmist hears threat. And in the ancient world around Israel, gods were often described as battling the sea to win their rule. At Ugarit, the storm god Baal fights Yam, the sea. Psalm 93 answers that world quietly but firmly. The Lord does not become king by defeating a rival. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. Chaos is not God's equal. It is already late to a universe whose king is older than time. Then the poem begins to sound like surf. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their pounding waves. The repetition is the point. It comes at you like breaker after breaker. Notice that the floods have a voice. Chaos preaches. Fear argues. Empires announce themselves. Headlines do liturgy. Panic is never mute. But mightier than the thunder of the great waters, the Lord on high is mighty. This is why Jesus calming the sea in the Gospel, according to Mark 4:39-41, is so much more than a miracle story. The disciples ask, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Psalm 93 had already given the answer. The psalm's final move is its most surprising, from cosmic waters to God's testimonies and God's house. The same king who rules the sea also speaks trustworthy words. His law is not a private devotional supplement. It is part of reality's deep order. And holiness befits your house. The Hebrew carries the sense that holiness is what looks right there. In a disordered age, spectacle feels normal and holiness feels strange. Psalm 93 says the opposite. One more image a history-minded reader should not miss. In Solomon's temple stood a great basin of water actually called the sea. 1 Kings 7:23. What terrified the nations became, in God's house, a vessel for cleansing. That is the gospel's pattern. In Christ, what once threatened to unmake us is brought under his rule and turned toward our sanctification. Augustine heard the floods as both raging nations and, after grace, the strong voices of those who preach Christ. Even the waters can be converted. Suggested cross-references. Job 38:8-11, Psalm 65:5-7, 1 Kings 7:23, Mark 4:39-41, Hebrews 12:28, Revelation 1:15. Hymn. The Lord is King. Lift up thy voice. Prayer. Lord of the flood and of the sanctuary, quiet the loud waters within us. Teach us to trust your throne more than the voices of fear. Make your word feel solid beneath our feet, and make holiness beautiful to us again. Through Jesus Christ, the Lord over the sea. Amen.